Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. A winter weather advisory in place. Cloudy with rain and or wet snow through the day. We'll have a high of about 39 degrees. Kenosha, 37 at this hour. Unknown precipitation, it says, in Burlington, where it's 35. Milwaukee, light rain, 37. And light rain in Racine, 36 degrees. Racine firefighters called out after 1 o'clock this morning to a citizen report of something burning near 16th and Racine Streets. Discovered the smoke coming out of 1620 Racine from a fire inside what a news release says was the garage of a small car dealership. Fire was contained to the garage itself. Crews, though, had to scramble about that old building to put out the flames that they could see, also checking for extension, even at the roof line. Fire was declared out under control at the two-hour mark, the damage coming to an estimate of about $18,000. How it began, still undetermined. Meanwhile, Kenosha fire crews dispatched about 7:30 last night to a reported fire inside of a second-floor bedroom at a home at 1312 60th Street. The occupants evacuated without incident. More personnel and equipment were then brought in for the cause. The fire appears to have been from an unattended candle. No dollar amount on the damage, though, has been reported. Some language in the original complaint for a due process hearing with the Sunshine Supermarket at 16th and Taylor in Racine is why that proceeding was postponed at the last minute until next week. City Clerk Janice Johnson-Martin's explanation of that to the Public Safety and Licensing Committee.
There was some confusion in the language on the summons and complaint that needed to be cleared up, and my office did sign a new amended summons and complaint, and we're looking to hold a hearing next Wednesday, February 1st at 5:30. Take this matter up.
In the meantime, Sunshine Market business agent Candace Ali is helping her husband with the soda, water, cigarette, tobacco products licensing process for his store at 2120 16th Street called Fufu's Hotspot. And she voiced some displeasure at any suggestion that the two sites are connected.
I don't think it's fair that they use him against another store. It's just not fair. This is his first time, and it shouldn't be used, and I shouldn't even be used really for this. Already I feel bad for what, you know, the situation of the other store, but I have to deal with that.
Alderman Jeff Coe said that any concerns by the clerk's office about the application process can be addressed before the next committee meeting. In Kenosha, the Unified School Board's policy that governs citizen comments will not be changing. Board members last night indicating the existing policy that ought to be enough to deal with any problems at future meetings, like the one person who kept getting up at board meetings and loudly accusing certain staff members of corruption. Board member Mike Volkowski said the public has pretty much made their feelings clear on this particular issue.
I think we all understand that we thought there was a need and we may have been misguided in coming at this policy. We actually do have tools at our disposal with our existing policy to handle this, to take care of, you know, people like we, the gentleman I dealt with this evening. So I'm just going to agree with Gary here and say, let's just not move forward with this. Let's not even have a second reading. Let's just drop it and move on from this.
The proposed policy would have limited comments to items on the agenda, prohibited many non-district residents from speaking, even would have given the board president more power to prohibit someone from speaking. And in Sturtevant, the police department will soon get a canine unit patrolling the streets. The continual committee meeting last night had Chief Sean Marski saying the value of a canine team is well known. Trustee Johnny Johnson noting that the village will expend little additional money for this canine operation.
The veterinary care is donated. The food will be donated between three different sources. Most of the stuff with the dog will be taken care of through the fundraising dollars that have been done. So there's going to be minimal outlay as far as from taxpayer sources.
And yes, the dog was there, Rhea, a German Shepherd puppy being trained by Racine Police Officer, Canine Officer Steve Beal, the owner of Patriot Canine LLC. Rhea's partner, going to be Officer Tanya Purdy, has been assigned to that unit. The village board to formally approve the contract for the dog and the training at their regular meeting in a couple of weeks. The downtown Racine building at 306th Street, now closed Sip, Drink, and Eatery, on the verge of being sold to a California businessman. His wife is from Racine and plans to open up a new restaurant there with the transfer of the existing Class B liquor license from the current owner if all the paperwork gets filed on time. Public Safety and Licensing Committee meeting last night had the city clerk's office indicating that Christine Bogrand was going to voluntarily, conditionally surrender the license as part of the application process for Richard Onion. Attorney John Belogic, representing Onion, explained there was an outstanding matter that has apparently been settled. The new owner's got a very successful operation going in San Jose. and the clock is ticking in Racine, but he says the client moving diligently on the application process for both the license and the building itself.
And if that license is approved, as I hope it will be, as we'll appear before you again on February 14 for that purpose, we will then promptly close the real estate transaction and take steps to finally open that restaurant at that location. We have the funds, we're ready to buy the property, and we will fulfill all the commitments that are required of the holder of the license.
The committee agreed to receive and file consideration of license abandonment by Bograd in favor of the property and the license changing hands in the coming weeks. A $4.65 million loan from Racine County for InSinkErator's new headquarters facility in Mount Pleasant got unanimous approval from the county board last night. Earlier in the day, the Mount Pleasant Village Board unanimously approved a $600,000 grant to the company to come from tax incremental financing. Story of Racine Horlick High School junior Fernanda Jimenez, who's an undocumented immigrant, is part of a video for the Unified School District, which explains the fear and the concern of such students with a change in White House leadership and the new administration's call during the campaign anyway for deporting illegals. In the video, Jimenez talks about non-immigrant students making statements in support of the election rhetoric, which makes schools seem not so safe anymore. Jimenez is also an honor student, says in the video, "I'm not a criminal after having come to the U.S. at the age of 5.
I was so young, I could not walk the whole distance. So kind and generous fellow travelers would take turns carrying me on their backs. At one point, I was separated by my family for 8 hours. I was so scared I would never see my family ever again. After walking, we were transported by a truck with 30 other people, uncomfortably piled up and brought to a safe house in Arizona, and then to Atlanta. I live a life of secrecy."
That video ends with Jimenez saying, quote, "I know that if we all come together, love will trump hate," unquote. Unified spokesperson Stacy Tapp says there's no political agenda intended, just the story of what some students are experiencing. WRJN.com, that's our webpage, our newscaster there in the local news section, and at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.